CPA Mobile.
What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Steve, and how was the big meeting last night?
Fun. Ariel did a little presentation on a nano VNA. It was quite interesting.
Okay, a nano what?
VNA. Basically, you can measure SWR, cable, or transformer efficiency, and you can measure length of cable, and if you've got any kind of problems on a cable or not. And it's a doofitty thing. It's a graph. It's a Smith chart.
It'd be nice to have around. Tell you what. Well, I'm headed to the tennis court.
I'll change my X here just a second, see if I can improve things. Any better?
Wasn't too good. Try it again.
How about this now? Is that any better?
A bit better. You still got some white noise in there with you, but it's a little better than the previous transmissions. So, what I sent y'all a video of, you're not going to believe this. This car will, it's radio controlled, and it was $10 at Hamrick's. And it has a, like a suction thing on the bottom of it. And when you turn it on, of course it's got wheels, but when you turn it on, you can put it on the wall. And it'll go up and down the wall and spin around in circles and just do all kinds of crazy stuff. Of course, it lights up, you know, if you turn all the lights out in the room. And it is, I mean, it is phenomenal. And it was $10.
I'm going to have to go over to Hamrick's today. I got to go out for a little bit anyhow. Do they still have any of them? And is this any better?
That's perfect there, your full quieting. Yeah, well, I mean, unless somebody just went and bought a lot of them, my wife said they had plenty of them yesterday.
I think I've seen that thing on TV. Was it in the As Seen on TV section?
Well, no, because I wasn't with them. She just said my grandson went round and round in the toy section and found it, so I don't know. I can't really help you with that, but it's just absolutely amazing. When he said it would go on the wall, I said, I gotta see this.
Sounds like a fun toy, and I've got a granddaughter that's going to be 5 in September, and I have a remote control tank, and the tank, you know, does everything that a normal tank does, plus it actually shoots, you know, turret elevates and lowers and rotates, and you know, when it runs, it sounds like a real tank. So anyhow, she had a fit on that. She wore the rechargeable battery down 3 times playing with it. So I've got to get her into some of those kind of toys. So I'll go over there and I'll check that thing out.
Why, she's going to buy one for my other 2 grandsons. I get 3 of them because I want one.
Now that brings us to the next question. Which one is the bigger kid, you or them?
You know, guys never really grow up. They just, their toys just get more expensive.
With that, I can agree 120%. You are right. Speaking of which, when are you going to come out and go flying with us, man?
Oh, man, I don't know. I can't really give you an answer. Let's see. I don't have the insurance yet, and I guess I need to do a little more flight training. So, and I started up the engine the other day, and it started coming off the airplane. I had to shut it down. It's got bolts in it, but they didn't put any nuts on the back of it, so the bolts were rattling loose, and the engine was actually pulling the bolts out of the fuselage, trying to get free. So I went put one of the bolts out, went to Ace Hardware and got some flat washers and some nuts for them, and so I got to put those on there to keep the dang engine on the airplane.
That's going in the right direction. That's a good start. But hey, you got to get out to the field before you can get it in the air. And either me or Dave, we can sure get you in the air right quick. Like, if we can come out there and we get that airplane in the air for you one good time, I think you'll be inspired to go ahead and get up there.
You want me to bring it up there and let you fly it? Is that what the mounts do?
Once you see that it does fly and somebody else is flying your airplane, you'll want to get in the air. That's my motivation, is to get you instigated.
I can do that. Well, let's see. I do need to get new servos for it, or I want to get new servos just because those boys have been in there a long time, and that's not a big expense, and they're not hard to put in, so. Other than that, I think about everything else is ready. Oh, and I gotta get a new battery, rechargeable battery pack for the airplane. The other one's got some corrosion on it, and it's even gotten all the way to the wire. So I happened to get an extra wire in the and some stuff that I think that Bill gave me, so I'm gonna use it, and it's got the right connector on it, and I just need to get me another battery.
Another thing, gotta get out there and get her done, son.
Lackadaisical last few weeks, and had some stuff going on with my brother-in-law. He's still in the hospital, and moving my mother-in-law, and now she's having problems with her blood sugar. It dropped down to the low 30s last night, and they had to call EMS, and she couldn't respond to them, so they couldn't give her anything to eat to bring her blood sugar up, because she wasn't responding, so EMS had to come, and I guess they gave her something to bring her blood sugar up enough, and then they gave her peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So anyway, she's going to have to go to the doctor or call the doctor and let him change her medicine. I think the medicine she takes at night, which is her main insulin medicine, is a little bit too strong, and it's bringing her blood sugar down too low.
still there?
Me or KB4CPA?
Yeah, I just stepped into the shack, and I'm going to do some... I got a power distribution block for my radios and power supply. I'm going to run my power supply from one primary block and then distribute it from the block with fuses out to all the radios. So that's what I'm going to be doing this morning.
Nice, and it can handle everything you're going to plug into it?
35 amp. I mean, no, it's a 30 amp continuous.
Job. It, that 7300 doesn't even put a strain on it.
Probably going to be running one or two radios on this thing. So, yeah, I'll. It'll be nice to have the power distribution done on it. Plus, I've got a MFJ digital SWR watt meter. And I've got my Clear Mountain. Clear speech filter is going to run off of it.
Like that, you talking about the speaker? I really like that that speaker. It does a good job. Yeah, I run my I've got my 2 meter rig and my 7300 hooked up to the same power supply, and so I run them both off of that and run the speaker off of it as well. It works good. All right, well, I'm here at the sports club. I'm going to swat at that little yellow ball, see if I can hit it every now and then. And so I guess I'll clear out of here. I'm going to go inside and see if I can do a few warm-up exercises before I get out here on the court. We're supposed to be out on the court at 9.
Fun, bud. Get out there and knock them dead. I'll talk to you again soon. Oh, KB4CBA. Be careful out there. KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Beautiful day. Good to talk to you. KN4VWA, KB4CBA, mobile clear.
We'll be building on Thursday, so if you wanted to come up and fly, I could put the software on a 32-inch HD TV there in the man cave. You'd be welcome to come.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. Well, let me ask you one other question that came to my mind. Have they started back the DX meeting?
Say? That would be affirmative, and from what I understand, third Thursday of each month, and I'm going this coming time. Do you want me to get a hold of you and let you know and go with us?
On my calendar, on my phone here, if the, you know, unless the G variant has just gotten completely out of hand, I think I've already had it, as a matter of fact, my wife and I both. But but yeah, that'll be good. I always look forward to those meetings.
I'll let you know. All right. KN4VWA, mentally and physically clear. Bye, guy.
See ya, KP4CPA.